This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome back. Have we got a show for you?
Wow, that was peppy, Danny.
Yeah, we do have a show for you. We don't know what it's yet quite about, but we know.
We know what it's about.
We have an idea.
What if we did know? Yes. What would the show be like if we knew?
It'd be a different show.
Danny's myriad is over. He's doing so well.
Oh, Serene.
Well,
we were telling Serene, she was saying it on our radio show, not on our podcast.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, Danny was on his myriad. And that's just like when a man gets a little down and needs a blankie.
A bit hormonal. Yeah.
Needs a blankie, but Danny does not need a blankie today.
Yeah.
And it's really politically incorrect because men can't say you're on your period, chickadee.
We actually did that test on the radio.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Today, I just want to start by jumping in.
Jump in, Serene.
Jumping in the deep end. And that is the whole premise of what we're about to say today.
Can you first get your mic a bit?
Thank you, big sister. First of all, I want to say, it goes without saying really, but I'm going to just say it. Of course, we're all about food freedom. Of course, we're all about celebration. It's what you can have. It's not what you can't have. Of course, we're all about make it yummy. Don't just have boring cardboard food. We're all about that. We're all about snacks in between meals. We're all about don't be hangry. We're all about yes.
Mm-hmm.
Embracing the celebration of food. The Son of Man came feasting and drinking, right?
Right.
It's amazing. We're all about it. But we also want to say there's a little bit of balance to things that keep things celebratory, that keep you getting in stuck into a ditch. And so we want to dive in and touch on the subject. And the subject is diving in. Jump in the deep end. Sometimes.
Now, you don't mean right now you're not saying when you're first starting. You can start as slow as you want. But you're talking about when we're actually on plan, daily.
And I'm not talking about deep stuff, like complicated jump in the deep, jump into advanced places. I'm not talking about that.
No, you're talking, the name of this party, actually, you decided, Serene, is called THM Autopilot.
Autopilot,
right?
Yes.
All right.
Because if you go to the creek and it's, you know, the water in a creek, fresh water, is colder, right? Because it comes out of springs, than maybe just your regular swimming pool. If you think about it for too long, oh, is it going to be cold? Or I'll just put a little toe in and I'm not sure, and you're hemming your heart, you're not going to go swimming. You just have to jump in and get over it. And once you're in, the water feels amazing.
It's actually fine, yeah.
And so let me give you an example. Like I said, I'm all about celebrating, and I'm not about people counting calories and eating bags of baby carrots. I'm totally not. But for me, jumping in the deep end at night, if we're watching a family movie, and it's not Friday night, it's not my special dessert after 10 night, right? I'm snackish and I think, ooh, jar of peanut butter. Ooh, let me just go and have a little taste of that yummy treat that I made. You know, I can't start thinking like that. I had to jump in the deep end and I just go for my yummy. It sounds so Spartan. Pearl might have something to say about it. But for me, this is how I jump in the deep end. I don't think about it too much. Like, do I really feel like some yummy celery or a nice fresh carrot? Do I really feel like that? No, I just go and get it before I think about all the things I really desire. And once I start chomping on that hand-to-mouth action gets like in there. I'm satisfied. The carrot's sweet and yummy. The celery's really crisp and refreshing and I'm loving it. And I don't binge late at night. That's where I find for me, autopilot means at night. This is what I've desired. I've kind of put it in my plan. After 9 o'clock at night, I allow myself to eat as many vegetables as I want, right? To stay like satisfied if I'm staying up late. But I have to jump in there and just do it. I can't think too much whether I want it. I can't think too much about the things I'm really craving.
Right. So I think you mean THM autopilot for many folk, and maybe it's not just too much snacking at night.
It's different for everybody.
Maybe it's just okay, over the weekend, you know, I loosened up a bit and maybe I had an off-plan thing there, or maybe, you know, maybe I didn't like space my meals. I was sort of snacking all the time. But here we go. It's Monday morning. Let's just get back into it. Let's dive in again rather than think, man, what am I going to have for breakfast? I really don't know. I didn't make that yesterday. I didn't even, I was going to make that banana bam cake because I felt like banana cake, but I didn't. So what should I have?
Because I'm not prepared. Yeah, I think I'll just have another cornflakes day.
Yeah. Or, you know, there's just toast in the freezer. It's easier. No, autopilot means without even thinking, you go to the fry pan, you take out the eggs, you're on THM autopilot. You just do it. You're like a freak. And robots.
Yes.
Yes, Danny.
Go.
I raised my hand. I know when they're on the hot streak, I can't just start.
No, you got to raise
your
hand.
In fact, they won't even acknowledge my voice. It's not like, you know, how somebody will yield to you when you start talking. That won't happen.
I had 10 more minutes in me, but I saw your hand.
No, I felt it. So I'm just curious, you know, I like when you said, you know, where's my eggs? I know, you know, I'm getting that stuff out. For me, I have found that simplicity mm-hmm. is so helpful.
Yep.
And I just kind of, like, I don't know why I've got so much variety, like this variety desire in my brain. And my variety desire to have something new every meal, so to speak, has kind of led me to some bad decisions.
Oh,
so
yeah.
My question is, how important is getting a simplicity mentality, this is my fuel mentality? Because I know Term Healthy Mama is all about the fun of food and
it
all
is.
The variety and all the freedom. But for me, variety can mean, you know what? It's the McDonald's drive-thru again. I don't have, because there's always a drive-thru that's going to give me variety.
It's there's too much in the banquet. Right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I think I agree with what you're saying. I love there to be variety for when it's needed and to not be confined with chains to just these certain foods, like some diets. All you're eating is, you know, your chicken and your salad and your over and over, or you're just pulling out carbs or you're just pulling out fat. Where is the ability to have variety? It's not there, right? But when you're on Trim Healthy Mama, you have that ability. But don't let it take you off THM autopilot with me, which also means simplicity. You're right, Danny.
Yeah.
The simplicity, you get back to the basics. You don't allow your brain a lot of, I really feel like that. I need to take the time. That's in there. We all have cravings sometimes and we all have the ability to make that chocolate cake on a weekend. But on the day to day, you're like grabbing my pot, making my eggs, my salad. There's my salad and there's my salmon. Nighttime. Okay, where are my greens? I'm
right.
Putting them on.
So what we're trying to say is by jumping in the deep end and then you're loving the water, right?
Yeah.
And then by autopilot like a robot, what we're saying is don't think too much. Don't let your emotions get in there with how you're feeling and you really need an ice cream pick me up, or don't let all of that gobbledygook get in the way of the basics of the foundation. Okay, you've got trained in the tips and the tricks. You have the knowledge. It's in there. Monday morning, it's autopilot. But I'm just being vulnerable with my weakness. My weakness is after 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I'm really tired after nine.
Yes.
So the tiredness makes me feel like I need to eat food to keep awake. And my family's a party family. They love, I've got teens in the house and my husband's a late night owl and they're all starting their fun after nine.
Right.
And to stay up sometimes and be part of it, I had to eat to stay up.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So,
but you are a nursing mom.
No, I know that, but I am a calorie lover. I am a dense superfood kefir nut jamming down, you know, like X Factor butter oil and cod liver oil and all the superfood fats in there. I'm not denying myself, but after nine, I don't even need the food.
Right.
But it's like my brain just wants the pacifier of it. So that's when I say autopilot. I've taught myself, for me, I need to have yummy veggies at night. And it gives me a balance because I find as a nursing mom, I'm always going for the dense, the bready, nutty, cheesy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if it's the Ezekiel bread and the sourdough.
As a non-nursing dad, I'm the same.
But I'm always going for that. So I find that all that kind of food after 9 o'clock that is like fresh vegetables, yummy organic carrots, which are so excellent and healthy for you, like beyond just the simple.
Yeah.
And Pearl and I can explain that on a later date. Like, wow, Pearl, right?
Yeah.
They help take the excess estrogen out of
really
your body.
Do.
They're just amazing. But I find that's a place of balance because that way I get more of those veggies in my diet.
I need to ask you something though, Serena. I'm looking at you and I, and you know, you were really thin right now, okay? And I even told you, maybe you need to put on 3 or 4 pounds, right? I told you that. So I'm just asking, you know, with everyone, you being vulnerable listening, 200,000 people a week listen.
I'm excited.
No, I do not like thin.
Is it about your weight that you're having this balance at night, or is it something else?
No, it's not about weight at all. I just know that my body can't even digest food properly after 9 o'clock. Like, I wake up with stomach aches.
It's a health thing. You don't need density right before sleep.
It doesn't even allow me to sleep properly. I go to bed with a stomach ache. But it's more than that too. It's about what's healthy for my organs and my digestive system. But it's also about I think it's a good healthy control over my brain, not in a weird way. I feel like my calories for me as a nursing mom should be in the normal eating hours anyway, right? So here it's just like, you know what? If you were asleep, you wouldn't be needing this. It's just a place where I just know it's healthier, and it's an autopilot place, because if I know if I go by what I feel like or if I think too much, it's a whole batch of treases.
Hey,
that's not healthy for anyone after 9.
No, you're right.
Yeah. One thing too, I think we underestimate, and this is going to sound off, but it makes sense. Artificial light. Imagine, you know, this is a, some of what we're talking about, this late night eating thing, I think is kind of a modern thing. I mean, if you had to walk through the snow to get to your, you know, your cold storage, you know, it's going to make it more challenging. Also, you know, the sun goes down, I think, right now in Tennessee is around 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right. So at six, from six on.
It's five, I reckon.
Right. Imagine how dark your house is, right? Mm-hmm. It's cold, so you're definitely inside around the fire. I'm going back in time now.
Right.
It's dark. You know, it's fun. If you try you do a fun thing where you turn all the lights, like you go with nature and you don't use any artificial light just for fun. And then you got to use candles or something. Candles will put you into a deep coma at like 7:30 at night. So, I mean, the lifestyle of modern times too, like you said, teenagers with media devices and artificial light and everything, we're kept up way later. I think that's a new thing for the human body and in for the human race as a whole.
Yeah,
I don't think our bodies are conditioned yet. I mean, a couple thousand years, and maybe, you know, our appetites will sync better with the circadian rhythms.
What are you talking about? Evolution, Danny?
Microevolution, yes.
My point being is we live in a society, so we don't want to be like the, you know, way back the pioneer or whatever and be miserable around our family.
I'm just saying it's hard to fight.
It is hard, but my point being is it may not be that for anybody else. Maybe it's like, maybe you're at the stage where you need to start moving a little bit, doing a little 15-minute workout, you know, get some movement in there. Don't think too much.
No, you can't think about exercise,
I'm telling you. Even though I love exercise.
It's like jumping in that pool.
It's a skill for me. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I can't think about it Monday morning. Don't even try and get motivation, Serene, because you won't get it.
Oh, me. And I don't want to speak things over myself, but I'll say in the past or my life, exercise is so not my thing. It's so something I don't love to do.
Yeah.
But the reason I have maintained fitness in my life is not thinking about it, only doing it. Like Nike's got something to it. Just do it. Okay, but I want to talk about some other things in life where autopilot, you're doing it and you don't realize. Anything successful in your life, you've got some autopilot going. Just to be a hygienic human in this world.
Thank you.
You are getting up and brushing your teeth. That is autopilot, because I don't know one person who looks forward to getting up and brushing teeth. Yeah. Imagine if you had to muster up a bunch of thought about it. And should I today? I mean, maybe I don't feel like it today. Should I do it? It's really annoying. I especially hate that left back one when I have to get back in there. Yeah. You know, flossing is just something, I don't know if I really want to do that today. Everybody has to jolly well do it.
Yeah.
And so it's like we give ourselves so much more license when it comes to what we eat and diet and moving our body. We're like, well, should I today? I don't really feel like it today. I've got a choice, you know.
Yeah.
But really, as owners of these wonderful bodies that God gave us, we don't really have a choice. Come on, people.
That's a great analogy.
We have to honor them.
You don't have a choice whether or not you're going to brush your teeth.
No.
I even came there on flossing. Is that controversial? No, it shouldn't be. You have to floss your teeth.
You have to, people.
You have to.
And you have to have a shower.
You have to.
It's not that choice.
It's not a choice.
Like, I mean, you could take, say, the choice, but you'll end up stinking. Now, if you decide not to look after your body in the dietary way, you'll end up with problems. Your body will start to stink in a non-healthy weight-wise.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
That's one of the ways.
I feel like as much as Serene says this is balance and we've got food freedom and this is fun, we've got carbs, we've got fats. Yes, we do all the things that we need to do sensibly, right? But stop giving yourself so much out.
Yes.
Just because you're thinking about it so much.
That's the danger.
Where's your autopilot, right?
Yes, that's the danger because the more you think, the more you get on the counseling couch about it, the more you try and muster, you feel like you're doing good. Oh, I'm going to motivate myself. No, you're not. You're stalling for time. Yeah. And in that stall, there's very dangerous temptations.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just telling you another thing. Pearl's going to hate me because she's going to think I'm being anorexic. It's not. I'm just trying to put natural, healthy,
what a buffer.
Healthy like vegetables in my diet, and I won't get them unless I do this, right? So I say, hey, between breakfast, a big, big, nice breakfast full of protein, and lunch, besides from a little bit of lean protein maybe for a snack, I always say throw in some fresh veggies like celery, carrots, you know, whatever yummy crudites that I want, snap peas or whatever.
No, that's discipline.
That's what I have. That's autopilot. Yeah. This is what I do during the week. On the weekend, I don't care.
No, right? Every afternoon snack, you have a bigger snack.
Totally.
Yeah.
No, but I have a big time, a lot of those veggies. And a little protein, but lunch is not far away. But my point being, as I say to myself, don't even think about it. Don't even look for the treats that's left over. Yeah. Don't just think, I'll just take one bite of it. No, autopilot, don't think.
And those veggies.
Just get the celery and shove it in your mouth. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I love celery. This is all I ever wanted anyway.
I find they kind of curb the appetite a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because often what I'm craving is cake.
Yeah.
No, I mean like Cheesecake Factory level cake.
Yeah.
Full
on.
Like that's not left me for some reason.
Yeah.
Cheesecake specifically. Sorry to say that out into the airwaves. However, it's often that I'm wanting to just have drugs called sugar in my brain.
Yeah.
That way it lights up. I mean, more than heroin, right? Didn't we?
Right.
I think y'all taught me that. So it's often I find that when I reach in and grab that handful of spinach out of the bucket, you know what I'm talking about? You can get from Kroger or whatever, the bucket of pre-done spinach.
I know you scarf spinach. I can't do that.
Yeah. It helps. What it does is it proves whether or not I really am hungry. Yeah.
Well, my children.
It's like, prove it, boy.
Well, can I tell you something? I always ask myself a question when I'm like, go get, Therese is my downfall, okay?
Go
get another Therese.
The Therese's, it's in the cookbook. It's a
peanut butter chocolate.
The Trim Healthy Reese's. Now, they're healthy because we made them, we Trim Healthy mummified them.
And I actually
use
the 85% dark chocolate at the bottom.
I don't care how healthy. Peanut butter and chocolate is like crack for humans.
Oh, it's so crack to me. It's more than crack because I've never tried crack. This is my crack. Anyway, but the point being though.
I've never tried crack either.
Yeah, but I tell myself, hey, would you feel like a lovely large salad, Serene? No, I'm not hungry for that. Well, then you don't need the treats. It's got like a million more calories in one bite.
Yeah.
But I actually love doing that. Spinach or yummy baby romaine or whatever, and a little bit of olive oil and nutritional yeast, a bit of salt, not the vinegar, not making a big salad. And I do that instead of chips, like my children having corn chips and salsa late at night while watching a movie.
And you're having
Designated
salad?
Survivor. We're all into that right now.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, the Johnsons put me onto it.
Of course,
Survivor.
The Johnsons put you onto some
It's a movie or a
stuff.
TV
but
series.
It's a TV series, but we don't have a TV, so we stream it and you can do one after the other, after the other, after the
what
other.
What internet do you have that you can stream that I don't out here? I need to get it.
All that to say is that I'm not going to do corn chips till 12 at night.
Right.
So I do the spinach. I love it.
Although, like you're eating with a fork?
No. Fingers, like the chips.
Fingers.
Yeah, you just grab
with a little
of
bit of seasoning.
Are you cooking
on
them?
No.
Nope.
It's chips, mate.
Another thing is like a colorful pepper I've found too, just like you'd eat an apple.
Yeah.
And I know some people listening, especially the new people, are like, this is torture, I'm out.
Yeah, they
it's
are,
not,
because, but they don't realize Trim Healthy Mama.
Right.
You see, we have treats. Now, of course, you can eat chocolate cake for breakfast. Yes. And you can eat your treats as an afternoon snack. Yes. But Serene sometimes, she's trying to say, where's the balance to all this? If you're not getting veggies, well, you're not doing the Trim Healthy Mama plan anyway. And if you're not getting them in your scheduled meals, jolly well have them for your snack.
And, and if you put your autopilot in there for your foundation of Trim Healthy Mama, it doesn't matter about the celebrations and the cheesecakes and all the wonderful on-plan treats, because you've got a foundation put in there, that autopilot where every day between your snacks, you're putting in your veggies, right? Every day you're asking yourself, where's my veggie on this plate, even in your meal? Where's my non-starchy? Where's my whatever? And I feel like that brings to you, even if it's not even about weight, just a greater health. For me, it's about greater health.
Yes.
And if I think about it, It's not going to happen. I have tried, and Pearl, we wrote the book. It's been years, even after we've been living this life. I cannot spend any brain cell thinking about it or stalling for time because 10 Teresas will be down the hatch. Mm-hmm. So it's not about trying to muster motivation or willpower. It's about you got to dive in deep, jump in the cold water, and autopilot robot what you know should happen.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
May I get counseling couch for just a moment?
Yeah, you may.
I mean, you know me.
Yeah,
I just feel like I've psychoanalyzed myself a little bit. During the day, I'm focused on work, relationships with people, interacting, whatever, you know, getting things done. I'm in a very driven mode. It's almost like I will just try to just here and there grab a little bite to eat sometimes. After hours, after kids are in bed, wife is in bed, you know, like my brain
it's
goes
Danny time.
Huh?
It's like Danny time to feast.
That's when my major cravings come.
I'm glad you're saying this because a lot of women have this issue.
Yeah, but I also think that when I'm not busy in the doing of my life, and that is now the phone is hung up, so to speak, my brain goes into this new space of introspection, thinking about, worrying about the future, you know, just all of the things that are not focused work. Because a focused job and a focused, even if you
what if you,
work
you could in, not worry about the future, Dan? What if you could?
Well, right. That's what I'm getting to. Like even if you work in your home, you know, you're a stay-at-home mom, you have major tasks on a list that you're knocking out, and your brain is just on a certain path. At night, though, I really find that my cravings seem to match my questions in life and worries in life and anxieties. Seems like right alongside is, for some reason, and I never think I want to eat my way out of depression or anything, but there's something there.
Do you find that if you do have proper, really good protein-centered meals in the day, like you when you're really on your Dan Man plan and hitting it real good, do you find your cravings are less at night, or is it really...
Here's the only thing that makes my cravings less at night. It's yes, that. I also find when I do a little...
Because if you're only eating little ditties, little like scarf of spinach here and a piece of toast here...
Yeah, your body's
going
to be like, I need my calories now.
And you need your protein.
Yeah, there could be a rubber band effect is what you're saying. Sure. I find that when I have a more focused, on purpose, wake up, some sort of exercise, and then yes, eating solid protein-centered meals, and then a big key, of course, is just going to bed.
Right.
That's my most successful time, and it feels like, you know, me, I'm the ADD kid who wants to just have no boundaries or anything. You know, I don't get to stay up late and do whatever I want and research whatever I want and write whatever I want. You know, just going to bed for me is unthrilling. So that, it's a big discipline. But I find that when I have a more disciplined life as a whole, it really helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do think, you know, we can go allow ourselves to worry and have anxiety. I mean, I was even going, I felt myself going there today after business meetings and stuff. My brain wants to, because it's all about calculating numbers and stuff like that, and I don't like it. But then we have to counsel ourselves and what we know and the truth. And it's like...
Or even more than that.
Yeah.
For those who believe, it's like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Encourage yourself.
That's what I was saying. I was just like saying that scripture, why so downcast on my soul? Put your hope in God. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, there's nothing else we can put our hope in.
Right.
And bless the Lord, O my soul. So David said that in the Psalms. He said it. Because he had to.
Yes.
And so I was like,
life
if we're going to eat our worries away, it still leaves us empty.
Right.
And there's a bless the Lord on my soul. So bless it. Bless him. Okay. Bless the Lord who reigns in beauty. Bless the Lord who, you know, who reigns, who take, what? How does it go after that?
I'm sure it's amazing.
Bless my life and his, this is a song. Bless the Lord who reigns in beauty.
Hey.
That's an older song from me. I don't know
it.
I wish I knew the scripture.
That's in the early 80s.
I think there's another thing worth mentioning. I'm just going to keep going deep here.
Yeah, because I had something else, but go.
And I had something else too, Jenny, so make it good.
Speaking of just do it, I think we do need to catch the little foxes, you know, outside of, it's not enough to, for me, in my opinion, is it's not enough to say, you know, like, just believe. Like, I do think perhaps your husband needs to consider career reinvention. I know I'm going, it sounds off the rails, but there are actually real sources. I know for my wife, her nighttime cravings subsided as we became more financially better off. Mm. You see what I'm saying? When her husband
started.
Yeah, but guess
what? You can't control that. Yeah. That's out of your control. So I'm annexing that whole thought.
Is it though?
Yeah, no, because no, it totally is out of your control because.
If you're
going
to wait
able-
for your husband to have a redirection in his career, that's not going to happen. And
But why fight against the wind too, right? Like if there's reasons
we're all
that
doing
we need
our
to-
duty, right? We're all doing our duty at all times. But you know, if somebody else isn't doing their duty, husband or wife, and you're the other, you got to be able to be you know, encouraged in the Lord in your own self, and not having to have other people's Christianity or other people's positivity or other people's thing, other people getting everything together for you to be able to.
Because so many times
we can use our husband's wife, our spouse, as the reason we're not looking after ourselves.
Oh, that's a great point.
Oh, yeah. Man, I mean, I could use it big
time. But I'm so glad he brought it up.
Yeah, I know, because now we can refute it.
Yeah.
Now we can blow it out of the water.
You know, my husband loves nothing more than when I go someplace with him and totally eat off plan and eat sugar. Mm-hmm.
It blesses him.
It blesses him. Now, I will do it occasionally.
Why does it bless him?
I don't know. I don't know. He wouldn't care a bit if I was 30 pounds heavier than I am now. He'd probably like it. He loves me as I am. But to him, it really blesses him if I indulge in those sorts of things, which are definitely comfort food for him, you know. And he wants me to do it with him. Now, I could say, my husband just keeps sabotaging me. He doesn't care about my weight. He wants to eat this way himself.
Yeah.
And he always encourages me to go out and he brings me home things. You know, my husband's brought me home things too. And he would to this day. He's a gift giver. It's one of his love languages. And he would bring me home sweet things. And I said, honey, I love that you love me. I love that you're a gift giver. But that gift I don't want. You could bring me home this one.
Yeah.
You know, and so I do occasionally, we do share that wonderful thing together. We're on our anniversary or a special dinner. We will totally do the eating off plan thing. But if it's, I could just use it as an excuse to just be like, well, I can't do this in my life. My husband's just not the one that helps
me.
And,
right. Well, yeah. And I think my bigger point is, yeah, maybe it's not that, but is there something that you can take action on and actually believe, like maybe
you can take action on yourself?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can't take action on your spouse.
And take action on encouraging the word of God. That's like the biggest thing, because you know what? Circumstances, true happiness and joy is from within, right? It's a gift from God and it's not circumstantial. Of course, circumstances, it's just icing on the cake. But we've got to be able to be encouraged within ourselves because of the hope of the Lord, even when everything around us, when we're walking on, we've got to walk on water. Like even with the Arden situation, my son, you know, when he was battling cancer and in the hospital and just those crazy times, I had to really rely on the foundation that I'd laid for health.
Yeah.
I had to rely on autopilot, right? I had to encourage myself in the Lord and rely on the tips that I knew worked for health.
Right.
You know, so I packed the smoothies when I went to the hospital and took the, you know, took the veggie little Ziplocs worth of
But at that
veggies.
Time, your autopilot's probably different to other times too, because at that time, who cares if you're eating nuts and cheese for a snack, right?
No, it doesn't
rather than
matter,
celery.
But
your autopilot was just not necessarily having to go through the drive-thru like many people.
Well, it was like, okay, well, this is circumstances in life. And because of that, I'm just going to accept all the lasagnas that people are making our family and just pig out on them.
Right.
You see what I'm trying to say? So it's not really about circumstances. Well, my husband doesn't have a great job. So because I can't change that, you know, I will get better at my all of this situation when the circumstances get better. I'm saying, no, that's when you need your autopilot the most.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, another little thing I remember telling you, Pearl, about eating at night. And because Danny was saying sometimes we eat because we're worried. Sometimes we eat for emotional support. And a lot of people do. Like, there's a lot of people with eating disorders because it's totally emotional.
But you're never conscious of that. You're never like, I shall now eat because I'm upset.
I don't know. I hear a lot. I see a lot of women on Facebook saying they say I'm an emotional eater. I eat my worries. Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes at night, the reason why I'm eating is it's a little bit of a baby thing. I want my passy. I want my tuck in. I want my little, my little nip. My little ninny nip, my little nurse before I go to bed. It's like my little comfort drinky. Right, yeah. And so I like to have a little
juice before bed, yeah.
So, but I remember saying to myself, man shall not eat, live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God, what yummy treasure do I want to eat out of the mouth of God before I go to bed? Mm-hmm. And so to now I've looked for the little morsel, the little treasure I can kind of mull on as I go to sleep. So I'll have that. I'll have a little reading and just get a little treasure, and I'll be like, kind of like mumbling that and rubbing it around in my mouth, kind of thing.
Yeah, I love
and
that
in my mind.
But another thing is too, talking about autopilot practicality, and I think we talked about this recently. It might have been on our radio show. As a Trim Healthy tip was, when you're feeling that insanity to go just into the fridge and start foraging. At night, when you've had your dinner and you maybe even had a little dessert, but you're done, girl.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need it, but you find yourself there. That's when your routine needs to start for bed. You do something with those hands. You brush your teeth.
Yes.
Because after you brush your teeth, it feels wrong to eat, right? You grab it. If you take a shower at night, you do that. You wash your face. And then it literally autopilot tells your body, no, this is not eating mode.
Maybe you turn the lights off to the kitchen.
Yeah. And you start that other routine. If you've got a book in your hand and you're reading in bed, or maybe it's the Bible or just something that you do, that will get you out of eating mode, and it won't be in front of the TV.
Yeah, TV.
Because that's snack time mode, man. Whenever I'm in front of the TV, I want to be eating.
Yes.
So, you know.
That's why you've got to have your safety net there.
Yeah, and so for there's me, times it's
the
for a good show.
It's the fresh veggies.
There's a time for a good show and a good snack in front of the TV. Yeah. You can't take that away from yourself. But after that, it stops. And the different things that involve your hands need to start happening. And then your brain, I find my brain switches off and it's like, oh, I thought I was hungry. I'm not.
Yes.
I'm ready for that beautiful bed and that beautiful book.
Yes.
And then when your hands are right there in the bed with the book, they don't feel like snacking on the cookies and the treats.
Some people might need to take up crocheting.
Yeah, that's true. It's just something to do with the hands. Sometimes it's that hand-to-mouth satisfaction.
And smoking is so bad for you. That's why a lot of smokers are skinny. Yeah.
Well, why?
Because they're doing hand-to-mouth satisfaction.
Oh, it's a thing to do. They can lay in bed
to do.
Smoke.
Well, no, not necessarily. Just do. Just I just feel like there's, I know when I'm crocheting a blanket for my baby, it's so addictive. It's so fun. Yeah. Or just one more row. Oh, no, just one more. It's not one more chip. It's one more row.
Yeah. Isn't it funny, though, getting down to the very basics that our flesh wants and our flesh wants, you know, even when we've given it what it needs and it can be enjoyable to eat, it's that something inside of us that often wants more when it doesn't need it. Yeah. And that's when people, you know, talk about self-control and all of that. I believe that you don't actually need a lot of self-control when you're eating protein-centered meals, right? Because your brain says, okay, I've had enough. But there's just something innately inside us that wants to keep the enjoyment going. And so that's why I think these tips and these renewing of the mind little life hacks are really important.
Yeah.
Like going to brush your teeth at night. Yes. You know, before you go eat those five more nuts, which turn into 50. Those
do you know
sorts
a little life hack that I do?
Yes.
Is that after I eat the five nuts, instead of eating five more, it sounds so like idolizing nuts, but it's not. It's just like the French. It's just enjoying the meal. Maybe I would like to eat the five nuts slowly and have thought about them as I ate them.
Right.
Sometimes that was
remember.
A post-recognition that I didn't do it. So I'm like, let me think about those five nuts. They were crunchy. Yeah, I really liked that nice mild flavor. And yeah, that was delicious. And a little bit of sea salt and a bit of a hickory seasoning. And I think about them. So I actually experience five more nuts in my head.
Ooh, it's so about the brain though, isn't
it? You experienced. Say that again.
I think that, yeah.
I thought about those five nuts I ate. Instead of eating five more, I thought about the five I already ate.
Yeah.
You know, that's me with coffee too. Because I love coffee so much.
It's really comforting.
If I let myself, I would just drink it all day. I'd have my ninny coffee there beside me.
Speaking of, are we walking down, down the hill?
We should go down to my house and have a good old coffee after this. But you know, obviously coffee's good for most of us, you know.
But too much.
But too much. It's like honey. A little bit of honey. The Bible says good for the soul, but too much is not good for you. You went to bed at 4.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Why did you do that, Dan?
Because I drank your double concentrated cold brew yesterday. I told you.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect me that way.
No, neither.
But all I'm saying is I will drink a cup in the morning and then maybe in the afternoon. So I'm about a 1 to 2 cup per day.
Yeah.
But that involves brain space telling myself that that's enough.
And you know, sometimes it's autopilot.
It's autopilot, right? Because, but your idea, I love that of the nuts, because after my coffee, I literally think about how good it was. And it doesn't mean I desperately need to eat to have another one. I like, well, no, I can have that in the afternoon. That's good. Yeah. And that's okay.
And it's like you are prolonging the pleasure by thinking about it.
Yeah.
And it's not idolizing. I sometimes think about a beautiful, memory, maybe some nice thing that my children and I did together or my husband and I did together in a particular day, I'll think about
or
it
night.
And be thankful for it. And it just keeps it going, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, I had something to say and it just blew out of my brain. So it can't be that remarkable.
I bet it was powerful.
I wanted to say, shove the shame, people.
Mm.
I don't want you thinking, I really don't have enough self-control. Everybody else has self-control. I've got problems. I've got addictions because blah, blah. No, you don't. Ooh. You're human. And that's what I was trying to say before. Pearl and I wrote this and we've been doing it for how many blinking years. And last night I was at the crossroads. Every night I get at the crossroads. Yeah. Am I going to think about my adorable treases or am I just going to shove a piece of celery in my mouth?
You've made the treases. I want to get down to this then. You've made the treases because you
but
like
I have
them
a trees
and you
in
like
my
them
afternoon
in your
snack.
Life.
I have two or three in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't need 17 in the evening.
There you go. See, I wanted people to know you can have them.
I have them every day.
Yeah.
I love my treases. I'm always giving my little daughter, she's my trees girl and that's her job in life is to make me treases. But my point being, Pearl, is when I put that celery in my brain, I didn't try to have the self-control because I know that it's not going to be there enough for that
treat. I love what you said about addiction, Serene. People could be saying, but you don't know me. I'm addicted to this and that. Listen, as Serene said, we're all humans, so therefore we're all addicted. I could say I'm addicted to coffee. I could say I'm addicted to eating nuts and stuff, but we do these things. We train ourselves and we get better and we have different thoughts about different things. If you stay the same, you'll be the same.
Yes.
How about you change? How about you learn from others? How about you say, I'm not addicted, I'm walking out of that? How about you say, I learned something last night. If I do this, I don't do that. Rather than just saying, I'm addicted or I eat my frustrations.
Yeah.
Why don't you say, when I have these life events that make me want to eat my frustrations, here's what I do.
And you train yourself. You write it all down in your brain so that when things happen, you switch into autopilot. You remember, I'm not going to think about this. I'm not going to try and get the willpower. This is what I've planned and this is what I'm going to do.
And then when you mess up, you shove that shame and you completely forgive yourself.
Because
you
mess up. There was a couple of nights this weekend I had my handful of treases in the late of the night and I'd already had my 3 in the afternoon.
And maybe you say, well, that's okay too.
And I totally said, oh, I'm not going to have condemnation over food. Yeah. But the thing is on the nights I think about it too much, the trease goes in.
Yeah.
Because it's stalling, right?
Yeah. The trease goes in. But, it has a mind of its own.
But the night I say, hey, children, hey, can you just, because I'm nursing sometimes, if I wait too long and wait till I get a chance to get up to the couch and get my celery, the treases that are going around the room and being handed around are just being shoved in. So I'm like, hey, can you go get my mummy's little, hearts of celery? And I just put it in without thinking. I'm like, celery is the best food in the world. It really is. When I eat it, I'm like, this is all I needed. This is what I wanted.
Yes.
And the love of treases goes down a few notches.
It really is. Taking it back full circle here and then we'll be done because I think we've said it, is diving into that cold creek water. It's really good once you're in. But if you think about diving in, you're not going to go in there because you've got other outs in your head. Well, maybe I'll just stand here. Maybe I'll just go up to my ankles.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just stand here on the creek side.
Yes.
And I mean, you could think of 1,000 reasons why you're not going to take care of your body with food.
Yeah.
They've always said the first step is the hardest the first
But the first
lap,
step first... becomes a weekly and a daily thing.
Yeah.
It's like the first step, you learn Trim Healthy Mum. It takes a while, then you know the ropes. But then it's like Christianity. Daily you take up your cross. Daily you go on autopilot. Daily you make the right decisions.
Yeah, and I want to just talk about men here and then women too. But I'm just thinking about my husband. Years and 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 years, he had like the salt mine jobs, right?
Mm.
Like it'd be like beyond freezing outside and he's climbing ladders and painting and he's been out since before dark and he's
home. I was there with him.
At dark. You were there with him.
I was there.
And then what about the time he had like 7 nights a week night shift at nuclear power plants?
Mm.
And it was just drudgery. But he didn't think about it. Well, let me motivate myself for this. No, it's autopilot. This is what I'm going to do to feed my family, mate. It's autopilot. Yeah. I get up when that alarm goes. I don't think about whether I want to put my shoes on. I just put them on.
Right.
And I go and feed my family. You know, and it's like we even if you're a woman and you're a working woman, I don't think about whether I have to go wash my hair, brush my teeth, put a bit of makeup on, get dressed and go out the door. This is what I do. I have a job, right? Or as a mother, do I really want to homeschool today? They really drove me nuts yesterday. All I want to do is sit in bed with donuts. No, you don't think like that. You're on autopilot.
Well, do I breastfeed my baby because she's crying right now? I feel like she nursed all night and I don't feel like my nipples are my own anymore. I want a break. No, you grab the baby and you shove it to the breast because that's what you do. But some reason in food and when it comes to moving our bodies in a sensible way even, we give ourselves so much license to not do what we absolutely should be doing.
Yes.
Why do we have all these outs when all these other areas we take care of?
So in essence, celebrate food, enjoy the freedom, but on the other side of things, jolly well be a robot a lot of the time too.
Anyway, we were a bit feisty, but we'll see you here next week, right?
See you next week, boys and girls.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.